disinformation. It's your host, live and uncensored, David Knight.
Well, just announced, breaking right now, Rex Tillerson is out. Goodbye. Don't let the door hit you in the back. I mean, it's glad to see that happen. Been talking about this, and everybody talked about it at length on Sunday when I stood in for Alex Jones on his show, his Sunday show. And I said, when Rex Tillerson said he was sick and couldn't attend meetings in Africa the day after he had been blindsided by President Trump's announcement that they were going to have talks with North Korea, he had said just a couple of hours before, oh, no, those are a long, long way off. Ain't going to happen, he said. And then the announcement. And he came back the 2 days later, he came back on Sunday and said, we've been talking about this for a while, trying to save face. But when he first came out, and of course you saw it at the top of the Drudge Report, Tillerson's sick. I said, I think he's sick of not being consulted. I think he's sick of not having his advice taken. And I'm glad his advice was not taken. He was always giving bad advice to the president. Bad advice about the Paris Climate Treaty. Bad advice about everything. The guy is a globalist. And I said this as his name, when his name was first floated, that December, 2016. I said, this guy is a globalist on climate. And of course we saw him fight President Trump for 6 months on climate change. And, also said that, he has a history of pushing a child abuse agenda of the LGBTQ. And you can see that in the Boy Scouts. And what was he doing in Africa? I mean, his State Department, as I've pointed out multiple times, giving over $500,000 to Kenya to stop toxic masculinity. See, the terrorism that they have in Africa, according to the State Department and Rex Tillerson, the terrorism is based upon toxic masculinity, not on Islamic jihad. And so if you get them to basically play this gender confusion game with their kids, and not pay attention to the real problem, you can also sell them $500 million in weapons, which is the other thing they're doing. So bringing that globalist agenda of the Brave New World sexuality and gender confusion to the rest of the world, you know, because we can't just keep that to ourselves. I mean, this is a globalist agenda. So it's got to include kids in Kenya, not just kids in America. We've got to tell them. They don't know what sex they are, and there is no difference between male and female and so forth and so on. So we can open this up to the UN pedophiles, and I'm not making a blanket accusation here. I'm telling you what we have seen over and over and over again with UN peacekeeping troops, with Oxfam charities, with the Clinton Foundation transporting kids out of the earthquake relief areas and so forth. This is an epidemic with the globalists, with globalist organizations. And of course, the State Department is a globalist organization. I mean, it is the essence, the heart of the swamp. Foggy Bottom is what they've called it even before we started talking about draining the swamp. They call the State Department Foggy Bottom. It is the foggy bottom of the swamp. So glad to see Rex Tillerson leaving. Maybe we can get somebody in there who isn't pushing a pedophile agenda and a globalist agenda. He's going to be replaced by Pompeo. I don't know. We'll see what happens. Happy perjury anniversary, James Clapper. Jonathan Turley wishes James Clapper a happy perjury anniversary. It's now been 5 years, and he has now escaped any prosecution for openly committing perjury. One of the most famous lies in history. There he is, looking down. Oh, gee, I don't think so. I don't think, Senator, we're really spying on American citizens. No, really not. Yeah, we'll talk a little bit more about that. 5 years, he passed the statute of limitations. Yeah, there's one rule for the big guys, another one for the Christian sauciers of this world. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. and it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Flora Life, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. BodyEase, sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com.
You found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Well, Pompeo is in and Tillerson is out at the State Department, and I find that to be very good news. As I was saying yesterday, just leave. You know that President Trump doesn't want your advice. He hasn't asked for your advice. Just get out. Well, I don't know if he got out or not. President Trump has announced that he's gone, so it looks like President Trump fired him. Clearly, President Trump didn't care enough to ask his advice about the North Korean talks just 2 hours before it was announced. Somebody asked Tillerson about that, and he said, no, that'd be a long, long way off. And then it was announced. He's clearly out of the loop. When he said he was sick and wasn't going to be attending any of the meetings in Africa, he says, I'm very sick. I've been working very hard on this North Korean thing. It's like, you weren't even in the loop, as I said on Friday. He was in the dark and in the dark continent, and now he is out of the White House. Glad to see that, but we have Mike Pompeo is going to be the new Secretary of State, leaving from the CIA. So I don't know who's going to be going to the CIA. I don't personally know that much about Pompeo. I mean, I know his bio. I haven't. We'll have to wait and see what his policies are. He was a congressman. He was first in his class at West Point and so forth. So we'll see what happens at State. But I was always opposed to Tillerson. As a matter of fact, I tweeted it out as the information came that he was being seriously considered. And I tweeted out, you can't seriously be considering this guy. This guy at Exxon had pushed climate change, global climate change, man-made climate change, and so forth. And I had a lot of people push back at me and say, no, you got it wrong. He's an oil company executive. And I said, you don't understand. The oil companies want to see this happen as badly as Al Gore does. The oil companies would love to be the Beers of energy, of oil. You know, the De Beers people have the monopoly on diamonds. They would love to have it be rarely used and have it be a very precious commodity. And so they've been pushing that extensively since Rex Tillerson got there. First, they used to oppose it. Then with Tillerson, they started accepting it. But the thing that I found even more obnoxious about Rex Tillerson was how he had pushed the homosexual agenda at the Boy Scouts, bringing in homosexual scouts, homosexual scout leaders. Like, come on. This is a very different thing. The main reason you have Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts is because you're going camping in the woods. And so you have the same sex segregation because you understand that you're trying to minimize any molestation of children. And so you're going with the policies that are going to try to minimize it. Nothing is ever perfect. You don't know strangers. You don't know what they're going to do. But you can try to minimize that. And that's why they have a Boy Scouts and a Girl Scouts. One of the main reasons they had it. But Tillerson is one of the people who they don't really care about the safety of your children. They have an agenda to push. They have a gender confusion agenda to push. And he was pushing that with the State Department, as I said at the top of the hour. And I've talked about it all weekend. I talked about it on Sunday. Talked about it again yesterday. I'll mention it one more time. We've got the State Department spending $600,000, over $500,000, to push their gender confusion policies in Kenya, telling the people of Africa that the rise of these Al-Qaeda organizations isn't due to Islamic Jihad. It's due to toxic masculinity. And so we need to feminize the little boys there, just like we're feminizing little boys here in America and turning the Boy Scouts into the other Scouts, having now a transgender agenda at the Boy Scouts in the wake of Rex Tillerson's tenure there. So glad to see him go. Let's hope that, I guess he can go back and start pushing his transgender agenda across America now in his retirement. Yesterday we had Joel Skousen on, and while we're on the topic of Rex Tillerson and the North Korean talks, Joel Skousen was very pessimistic about this. I've been very optimistic about the talks in North Korea. I mean, they're scheduled within, 6 to 8 weeks. They're supposed to happen. There's a freeze on the current status quo. As a matter of fact, there was also a prohibition for Kim to do any additional nuclear testing or to fire any missiles, which is really a very dangerous thing when he does that. That gets out of control. That is going to provoke a response one way or the other. And so I looked at it and I said, well, you know, if we can do denuclearization, that'd be a great thing. It's worth risking it. Joel Skousen was very pessimistic about that. And he said, I think that Kim Jong-un is playing us, that he is buying time. I've had people say that he is very close to completing his program. And, of course, now we've got Mike Pompeo, who has been with the CIA. Pompeo is going to be going to the State Department. He'll be involved in these negotiations. Maybe he has some intel as to how far along they are. Always, though, you know, the military-industrial complex is going to tell us that things are closer than they are, I would think, because they're going to be constantly pushing a solution that is escalated with the military. But we'll see what happens. Nevertheless, Newsmax points out that we just had satellite images show that North Korea has restarted production of plutonium, presumably for its nuclear weapons program. The troubling images, they say, of a revved-up Yongbyon reactor emerged last week, but went mostly unnoticed amid Trump's announcement that he'll be willing to sit down with Kim. Now, if this happened last week, perhaps it happened before the change. Hopefully, that's the case. But it gives all new credibility to the skepticism of Joel Skousen. Say, maybe this guy is playing us. Maybe he's not looking at denuclearization at all. Maybe they did a radical 180 after the South Koreans talked to them. Who knows? We can be optimistic. We can hope that that's going to happen. But that's looking a little bit more doubtful. As I pointed out at the top of the hour, today is the perjury anniversary of James Clapper. And Jonathan Turley wishes him a happy perjury anniversary. Now he has escaped any prosecution for being one of the most in-your-face liars committing perjury that we've ever had in the United States. The famous back and forth between him and Ron Wyden, where Ron Wyden asked him, are you spying on the American people? And he looks down. There's a clip right there. Well, no, Senator, no. No, sir, not wittingly. Not wittingly. And then let's play the old Clapper jingle here that you guys have got.
Clap on, clap off. The Clapper.
That's right. He's on, he's off, but now he is off the hook. Clapper off the hook now. He knew it was a lie when he said it. That's what Jonathan Turley says. And you know, Michael Hayden, who is one of the big three there, John Brennan, Michael Hayden, James Clapper, the big three liars of the politicized intelligence agencies. Michael Hayden, former director of the CIA, NSA, clip that I play a lot of times where Hayden went to the Washington and Lee Law School, and he said, we're not interested in bad people. We're interested in interesting people. And in that speech, that presentation that he was giving to the law students there, what he said was, in addition to that, he said, I'm very angry at Ron Wyden. Very, very angry. He said he knew that James Clapper and the NSA were spying on everybody. All the senators there knew. All the staffers there knew. And he put him on the spot. And he committed perjury because Ron Wyden asked him that question. I was like, Think about the mindset when you have somebody like that, like Hayden, director of the NSA, director of the CIA. The reason we have the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act is because in the 1960s, the NSA and the CIA, and Michael Hayden is the contemporary expression of those two institutions. Those two institutions back in the 1960s were spying on Americans using telephones, you know, the old wiretap stuff. And Frank Church and others, there's a picture of him at that that meeting in Washington Lee. Frank Church and others of the Church Committee hearing, the Pike Committee hearing, they said, we're not going to let you do that to Americans. So that's why they created FISA. But, of course, now FISA is the tool that they use to do that. Isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting? All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance. All to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rights freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value, and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your products, and I got to say, they're amazing.
Thank
Anyone
you.
Who's on the fence, buy it, because I've got Caveman, Superman Vitality, Secret 12, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I've got the body armor.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
You're the type of listener that makes it all possible. Which nutraceutical does you like best?
I really like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, to be honest.
That's amazing.
Really incredible. I drank it in the morning, and I swear to you, I felt incredible. Like, I haven't felt a week. My morning was fantastic, and I love you guys. I love the InfoWars crew. And I just want to, I want to take this opportunity to tell anybody out there who's on the fence, just buy it. You will love it. I'm telling you, I've never bought a bad product.
What you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win. InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Yeah, it's South by Southwest. That's what I call South by Southwest here in Austin. All the lefties, all the billionaires come out to pontificate. We've got Elon Musk. We've got Arnold Schwarzenegger. We've got the London Mayor Khan coming here telling us crazy stuff, folks. You will not believe some of this. Of course, it was a few days ago that we had Elon Musk talk about space and made the announcement that real soon now he's going to start sending spaceships to Mars. You know, kind of like that firecracker with a cherry Tesla on top that was going to go into a Mars orbit, but he kind of missed the planet. It's now headed out to the asteroid belt. So if you want to get on that plane flight with Elon Musk, I don't know. Kind of like he said it'll be difficult, dangerous, good chance you'll die. You know, I look at this dangerous, good chance you'll die. That's kind of like his Tesla autopilot. He finds it difficult to get that to work, and it is pretty dangerous and a good chance you'll die. As a matter of fact, even the people who like his cars, Steve Wozniak said, "Oh, I love the Tesla, but don't stay away from the autopilot. That thing's trying to kill you." And maybe Elon Musk is trying to kill you if he wants to send you to Mars. I don't know. He hasn't figured out exactly where the planet is right now. Even though it's red, you can't find it up there in the universe. So I wouldn't go with him on that trip. And you look at the difficult part. What he's really having difficulty with is manufacturing his popular Model 3. He sold the prototype, which is going to be like $30,000-some-odd. But you know, if you really want it, it's going to cost you like $60,000. Because they've only been able to make a handful of these because he can't get his manufacturing line to work. Remember all the PR stuff where he was showing the manufacturing line that he had for Model 3? He had about 400,000-500,000 pre-books for that. And he said it's going to be like some kind of an alien dreadnought. Look at this. It's got robots all over the place. This thing is... Well, you know, that was then. And he hasn't been able to manufacture very many of these things. And so a lot of people are really concerned about that. So he keeps coming up with these very sensational moves to keep people distracted from his inability to manufacture in quantity, which you have to do if you're going to be an automaker. He's got a lot of different schemes. As I said before, he's kind of like a con man of the 21st century. P.T. Barnum of the 21st century really is what he is. But he's there with somebody from a science fiction film, Westworld co-creator Jonathan Nolan, in a Q&A. Because, you know, Elon is really kind of a sci-fi writer. He does these sci-fi stunts. He's kind of, like I said, a sci-fi version of P.T. Barnum. And he said, well, my deadline may be a little optimistic. He added, although sometimes my timelines are a little, you know. Yeah, we noticed that. We noticed that you shot that rocket off on the day that your financial reports hit, and they weren't looking too good. But, you know, it's not so much Elon Musk that I'm worried about. The guy is the king of crony capitalism. That's one thing he does well. It's part of his con man thing. He's just a few years ago, and it's, I don't know what the total is now, but the LA Times is pointing out that he'd gotten $4 billion in government subsidies for his various projects. He is the king of crony capitalism, and that's why I don't like him. You know, if you want to go buy his cars, if you want to play around with autopilot, I don't think you should be able to do that on the roads with other people, have us participate in human experimentations and trials on public roads. I think the Department of Transportation ought to shut that down. But, of course, if you're a crony capitalist that can get $4 billion, you can get them to do whatever they want to in terms of standing down any kind of safety regulations for automobiles. And that's what's really behind this. But I object to that, and I object to the funds that he gets from me so that people who can afford, I can't afford a $150,000 car or more, but the people who can afford that get it subsidized by the government. I have a problem with that. If you want to drive an EV, if you want to wait for hours to recharge your car, for the amount of time that takes me 45 seconds to fill up my car, you can sit there for 12 hours, 60 hours, actually 60 hours if you want to do it on a 110, if you want to charge your car on a 110, For the range of miles that I get with my gasoline car, I can fill that up in 50 seconds, what it'll take you 60 hours to do. But, you know, if you want to do that, that's your business. I'm not going to tell you can't do it. I'm just going to tell you I don't want you taking my money to do those kinds of things. You know, when I look at that, I think about all of these people who are out there worshiping Tesla, typically techie Greeks who just love this stuff. They eat this stuff up. And I wonder if you were to tell them that if you were to take their internet and that they've got maybe gigabit internet, and if you were to tell them, we're going to send you back to dial-up speed. Watch those guys throw a temper tantrum. But if you do the same thing on the actual highway, not the information highway, and you have them take 60 hours to fill their car up instead of 50 seconds, oh, they're fine with that. That's really cool. Really cool. But when we look at space, we also had an announcement from Jeff Bezos talking about how he had won the Amazon lottery. You know, because he can't really take credit for what he did because he's talking to a lot of liberals. So if you succeed, you won the lottery. That's the terminology. But I think Jeff Bezos is far more likely to succeed in the billionaire space race. And I talked about this a couple of years ago about the fact that even though you got Elon Musk selling everybody on these fantastical schemes of his. I'm going to go to Mars. I'm going to go to Mars. Jeff Bezos is really serious about what he's going to do. He wants to get into the Lagrangian libration points, which are some neutral areas. You can put stuff in those areas, and they will stay there forever. They're not going to fall out of orbit like a Chinese satellite that everybody's worried is going to hit Michigan in the next week or so. You put stuff in the Lagrange libration points. So gravitationally neutral areas between the U.S. and between the U.S. between the world and between Earth and Mars, and there was a lot of talk about this back in the 1970s. A book called High Frontier, how people could mine things on Mars, minerals, use them as raw materials. They could use maglev accelerators to shoot the stuff up to these orbiting space stations. And in those areas, all they would have to do to have something get extremely hot or extremely cold in space is you just paint it white or black. And that's a great way to get a big power differential with an change of heat. So you could do a lot of essentially free manufacturing with solar power and no atmosphere in the way in those Lagrange libration points. And then basically you could just drop ship it to Earth, which I'm sure Amazon would love to do. So they could do a lot of manufacturing and drop it to Earth, but it also it has implications in terms of Hugo de Garis talking about the Artelect Wars, where these elitist billionaires with all of their technology and weapons and wealth would go into kind of an Elysium orbit, set up their societies away from Earth and do whatever they wanted. And if we tried to stop them, they could unleash Gigadeath with us. That's really what is behind all this. Now, when we come back, I'm going to talk about the mayor of London attacking free speech. We have Arnold Schwarzenegger attacking energy. He says he wants to put Big Oil on trial for first-degree murder. Yeah, sounds like one of his movies, Untrue Lies. Okay, we'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest secured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
The reason InfoWars Life has 5-star ratings on major third-party sites is because I want products I'm going to use for my family. I take this, my family takes this, and then it funds the operation with the most hardcore, truthful information you're going to find anywhere. So what you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com.
If I ever forget to take them, like, I have a noticeable difference. I don't feel good. The nascent iodine is one of the ones that was life-changing for me.
Yeah, I actually have just run out of my super female. I had a few bottles at my house, and I've been taking it again, hitting the gym once again. Mm. Very exciting, feeling great, looking good. So, and I know my hair is luxurious once again. So obviously the super female is amazing. I love it.
Nascent iodine is essential. Survival Shield X2, if there's one product that I would say is life-changing, that I would suggest, it's Nascent Iodine Survival Shield X2. It's got a 5-star rating.
It's a win-win. InfoWarsLife.com.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. He's not sorry when snowflakes can't handle the truth. It's your host, David Knight.
Divergent opinion. We agree on most. He now has come around to believing in tariffs as also a negotiating point. You know, I'm renegotiating trade deals.
This is President Trump live.
We wouldn't do nearly as well. But Larry has been a friend of mine for a long time. He backed me very early in the campaign. I think the earliest. I think he was one of my original backers. He's a very, very talented man, a good man. And I think Larry Kudlow has a good chance. I'm also so speaking to many others, but I think Larry has a very good chance. Thank you all. I'll see you. I'll see you at the wall. I'll see you at the wall.
He's on his way to California to review prototypes for the wall. And as you heard President Trump talking, we had the announcement today that Rex Tillerson is leaving the State Department and will be replaced by Mike Pompeo of the CIA. And as he was saying, Larry, he's talking about Lawrence Kudlow, who is a well-known commentator and economist. He's actually, I think he's on CNBC, I believe is where he is. So he's somebody that can talk to liberals. He could at least communicate the ideas of free market economics to the liberals, whether or not they will understand it or if they have a bias of command control that don't know if they're going to do that or not. But he is seems to be in the lead to replace Gary Cohn, who the other globalist who left in the last week or so. Cohen leaving because President Trump was going to defend American industry. And that's one of our other stories today, the election that will be taking place in Pennsylvania. When you look at that election, that special election, as they talk about it, they say, well, you know, this is Republicans versus Democrats. Is this is an area that went heavily for President Trump in the election. Has he lost his prestige? Are the Republicans going to have a difficult time in the midterm elections? That's what everybody is trying to make this a bellwether. As they point out, it's just one seat, and it isn't going to make that much of a change at the current moment. But it is a clear choice. It's not just Republican versus Democrat. These guys are pretty much down the line, Republican versus Democrat. When you look at issues like Obamacare, the Democrat is all for it. He's against any restrictions or pullback on that massive tax on Americans. Oh, and he was also against the tax reform that President Trump put through. And he is also against any pro-life amendments. Talking about, well, on abortion, he said the Supreme Court has made their decision. And once you declare something as a right, it remains a right. Well, what about the right to life? Is that a right? See, these are the things that divide the two parties. Now, when it comes to the tariffs, neither one of these candidates, even the Democrat, is not going to come out and oppose protecting the steel industry in Pennsylvania. But people should ask themselves, if they put this guy in who is wrong on taxes, who is wrong on Obamacare, who is wrong on abortion, they should ask themselves if the Democrats really do support the steel industry and our manufacturing base in our, here in America, where have they been all this time? Well, they've been the same place that the establishment Republicans have, watching China bomb our industries, watching the European Union and NAFTA take away our jobs. They've been doing nothing. They've been AWOL. So it'll be interesting to see what that return is today. We won't have that certainly during this program. Today is election day in Pennsylvania for that special election. I want to go back to South by Southwest, or as I call it, South by South Left. And as we were talking about the posturing of Elon Musk and how Jeff Bezos isn't content just to be the king of Earth. He wants to be the king of the universe. He wants to move his cities and his businesses to the Lagrange libration points, so forth, so that he could stay there, set up cities in space. That's really his dream, based on the popular concept of the high frontier that circulated when he was young, when I was young. I mean, most of the people who were studying engineering, that really captured our imagination. Great idea. As long as it's not under the control of one guy, I have a problem with that type of thing. But when we look at the way these technology announcements are being made, remember Flippy, the burger flipping robot? Well, that was last week. Everybody's forgotten about that now, right? Except that after the news cycle has moved on, we see a report that the robot has had a minor setback at the Pasadena Burger Joint, and they're now taking it offline. This is a report from Zero Hedge a few days ago. The robotic arms of Flippy's Kitchen are still on static display at Cali Burger. The stage where patrons would normally line up for a peek was dark when USA Today visited last Thursday, and there was little sign that Flippy would be coming back. But just when was to be announced? They said he would be back at TBA. The restaurant was operating without the robots using its regular human-run kitchen. They said the helpers are also getting some extra training to help the robot keep up with demand. So he not only is not taking their job, but they have to help him as well. In other words, the kids looking forward to that $15 an hour minimum wage in 2022 are learning how to dig their own graves more efficiently. And as that is happening, and believe me, they're going to get this one way or the other. We've got DARPA, the Defense Advanced Research Projects. DARPA is pushing an autonomous cleaning robot, and they're going to be using that in Walmart to take away cleaning jobs. See, this is truly the future where they're headed. They're going to make it work one way or the other. They're going to get rid of the people that they hire in there at minimum wage. You're not going to get your $15 an hour. That's just going to accelerate their push to replace you with machines, even though Flippy is not working. But I just found this story to be interesting, not because they're not going to succeed. I found the story to be interesting because just as we see with Elon Musk, after everybody moves along, even if you got problems with your technology, you just make another new announcement. Hey, look, we got this other thing over here. And I also find it interesting that DARPA is financing a robot to take away your jobs. I mean, they wouldn't be declaring war on American citizens. DARPA wouldn't be declaring war on our jobs, would they? I mean, they're creating disruptive technology that will bring us to a war. When they take away all of our jobs, and it's not just going to be the jobs at the bottom. They're going to be taking away the self-driving, with the self-driving technology, they're going to be taking away a lot of jobs in transportation. That's a massive part of our economy. And are we going to go quietly onto a, allowance from the government, universal basic income, to keep us quiet and on allowance? I don't know. Or will they kill us? Who knows? They're talking about, disease X. Putting that out there. Something that they haven't identified yet. You know, it's one of these Rumsfeld things. Well, there's things that we know, and there's things that we know we don't know, and then there's things that we don't know we don't know. So this is the we don't know that we don't know disease, disease X. But they also dropped in a few little clues there, talking about its proximity to animals, proximity to man. We could have something that would make the leap from animals to men, especially when they are working with CRISPR and these other gene editors to make chimera. You think that the chimera are just things that you see in terms of large animals that they're mixing together, that they can't get to breed together, but they can edit them together to create these weird, freakish things? No, they can do it at the microbe level as well, and they can create some really hellacious pandemic. So maybe they're just doing a little revelation of method. Maybe they're giving us a little preview here, moving the Overton window, so they were ready to accept the 12 monkeys scenario. So when you look at this and you look at DARPA, understand that as DARPA's funding this cleaning robot at Walmart, DARPA's first competition was for self-driving cars about 20, 25 years ago. And that is going to be a massive disruption in our society. But let's get back to South by Southwest. Oh, we're out of time. We'll do it in the next one. The mayor of London talks about racist tweets that have been made about him on Facebook and Twitter, and he uses that to push for more censorship. What a surprise. What a surprise that he'd push for censorship. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
After years of research working with top developers here in the United States with the latest cutting-edge science, we are rolling out three new digestive gut aids. One of them is a powerful pro-digestive enzyme, carnivore, for being able to break down meat and other proteins better. And then the other two is a powerful 50 billion live probiotic culture of the very best strains in Floralife Advanced Restoration. And then we also have an everyday, extremely affordable Floralife Everyday Maintenance. But all of these are the very cutting-edge, top-of-the-line probiotics and digestive enzymes at an extremely affordable price. That is my goal here, is to bring you the very best at the lowest price. When you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you know you are also financing the attack on the globalist and the defense of our republic and freedom worldwide. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
You know, someone very profoundly once said many years ago that if fascism ever comes to America, it'll come in the name of liberalism.
You're a white male! You're a white man!
Welcome to The War Room, the latest expansion in InfoWars live broadcasting. We are live weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Central at InfoWars.com/show and this YouTube channel right here that you've landed on. Please subscribe to the channel for updates and notifications. You can follow us on Twitter at War Room Show. We are going to have the most powerful guests, the most powerful hosts. We'll be hearing from Alex Jones regularly, as well as taking your phone calls. The liberal establishment media has controlled the narrative for too long. The silent majority is no longer silent. This is The War Room.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Mayor Khan of London came here to Austin, South by Southwest, and read racist tweets about himself and then pled Facebook and Twitter to do something about it. Save him from this criticism. These racist tweets. How pathetic is that? You can't take the heat, get out of the kitchen. Any public figure, we get that kind of stuff all the time. Just look at the, every time that Alex Jones tweets something out, look at all of the hate and the vitriol that gets poured on him. And me. I mean, this is something that anybody that's in the public figure that talks about politics, you're going to experience that. But we're not calling for people to be shut down, for people to be censored. You just live with it. You don't have to respond to it. You can ignore it. This is the guy who has chosen to get in the arena, and he doesn't like it when he gets punched in the face. Well, nobody likes to get punched in the face, but then get out of public life, especially get out of politics if you don't like the way things are there. But it is not acceptable to call for censorship in the public space. You know, when people put out really hateful stuff to me, I typically will retweet it with a comment just because I want people to see the mindless hate of other people. It speaks for itself. I don't have to censor them. Their hatred and their closed mind speaks for itself. That's the way you shut it down. You shine a light on it. You say, look at this guy. This is typical of the way the left responds. They don't want to have a discussion. They just hate people. That's what I do when people send me hateful stuff on social media. I shine a light on them. And then they take the tweet down and then they block me. That's typically what they do. Because they come on and attack me. And these are people that, just like to live their life as trolls. And they don't like that kind of heat. So it's like, I didn't do anything to retweet back then. I just retweeted and said, look at the hatred here. This is the way the left always wants to censor people. You say, we got to, shut down David Knight and take away his keyboard. I said, typical of the left, isn't it? Typical of the left. So, somebody puts up something that is hateful, that is racist. You put it out there and say, look, This is typical of my opponents on the other side. I mean, that's much more effective than just shutting it down if you really want to win. But they like to win in terms of just silencing the other side. And that's what we've been seeing with CNN. And if you want to keep that from happening here at InfoWars, with lawsuits, with censorship, I mean, that's my next story from South by Southwest. Arnold Schwarzenegger wants to sue fossil fuels out of existence. So he's accusing the oil companies who have provided us with cheap energy. He says, oh, you're creating man-made global warming and you're killing everybody on the planet, so I'm going to charge you with murder. We've already got a lot of lawyers in California and in New York who are doing it on a contingency basis because they know that they can become multi-billionaires. They might beat Al Gore to become the first carbon billionaires if they can win any of these lawsuits with some crazy judges. But Schwarzenegger says, yeah, we're going to go with that model where we came after big tobacco with lawsuits. That's what they will do. They will do anything except argue with you to win the argument. They will censor what you have to say. They will sue you in court. And so those are the tactics that CNN and others are taking to silence InfoWars. If you want to help us, you can join with us as we've got this Operation Paul Revere special that is going on. We've got many products that are reduced 30 to 80% at InfoWarsStore.com. Let me give you an idea of some of the ones that are 50% off, some of our most popular products. We have Super Male, Super Female Vitality, Real Red Pill, Pollen Block, Immune Wall, Biome Defense, True Whey Protein, Prebiotic Fiber, and that's fiber and probiotics in one formula. All of those, 50% off. And we have InfoWars Life Select Survival Food, 40% off. So take a look at the specials that we have, anywhere from 30 to 80% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We really do appreciate you standing with us, keeping us independent, and keeping speech free. Thank you so much for your support. All right, we talked about Mayor Khan. And what he is doing there, understand, is something that is going to be applied universally, and not just to social media. Take a look at China, for example. As we have Mayor Khan of London saying, people have sent me racist tweets, so I need to have this censored for me. Please protect me and shut down free speech. Because we know that they're just not going to shut down the people that are racist trolls. They're going to use that to shut down entire media channels, as we've seen YouTube do, bullying and harassing people while accusing them of bullying and harassment. This is something that is really coming from China. China was really on the vanguard of internet censorship. First, they set up the Great Firewall of China, where they could block information coming into the Chinese people from outside of China, so they could feed them just what state media wanted them to know. But now they're not happy just doing that. They are exercising control over tech companies who are all too happy to do whatever they want if they can make another buck out of it. And so they're bringing in these companies, telling them they have to put content and things, locate servers inside of China so they can control them better. Now China is going to put media control at the cabinet level. It's not that they haven't been controlling free speech there, but understand that power is rapidly consolidating in China. You know, who was on first? She is on second and probably on forever, because I don't know who's on third. But he is tightening the reins of power, as he says he's never going to leave power. So now they're setting up a new media body that is going to only be answerable to the cabinet. In other words, to Xi. And Xi's close advisors. Tightening the communist government's control of media and entertainment, reports Variety. The regulatory body, which currently oversees the media and entertainment sector, would be replaced by a new state radio and television administration attached to the state council, or otherwise known as the cabinet. So they're putting it under their direct control. And this is what's going to be happening in Western countries as well, because we got people like Mayor Khan who absolutely hate free speech. They hate independent media of any sort. Let's talk about Schwarzenegger now. The other tactic that they do is frivolous, torturous lawsuits. Now, this is something that's already been happening in California, but Schwarzenegger came to South by Southwest, and he says he's going to be a part of suing Big Oil for first-degree murder. for knowingly killing people all over the world, he says, right? And if Schwarzenegger says it, you know, it's just the rest of us need to just line up and say Sieg Heil to the little Nazi. Because this is his tactic. You know, prove it first. Just as I said yesterday, Scott Pruitt, who's head of the EPA, wanted to have some public debates on man-made climate change. And that got shut down by Michael Kelly because he shuts down all communications coming into the White House and going out of the White House. This guy has become the guardian of information for President Trump. That would have been a great thing for people to see an open debate. They don't want you to see an open debate. So you're going to have people like Schwarzenegger stop them in court, try to shut down our energy sources in court. He says he's talking with several private law firms and preparing a public push around the effort. And this is, as I tweeted out yesterday, I said, I'm not making this up that he wants to sue oil companies for murder. He's the one who's making it up. You know, it's kind of like a predator of the lawsuit thing. And I said, it's too bad he's not governor. We could do a total recall. I wish we could get this guy out. But he is talking about how right-wing the Republican Party has become under President Trump. No Schwarzenegger. It's just a California liberal. That's all he ever was. It doesn't matter if you get an R behind your name. You're still just a California liberal. And he's not the one who came up with this idea. This has already started. We reported on this quite some time ago. There was a story within the last couple of days focusing on the law firm. There's one law firm that is filing these class action lawsuits. Two of them in California, in San Francisco and Oakland, another one in New York City. And they're doing exactly what Schwarzenegger wants to take credit for doing. They're coming after the oil companies. California federal court will soon hear oral arguments from San Francisco and Oakland that assert that five major oil companies should pay huge sums of money for contributing to man-made global warming. Schwarzenegger is just sensationalizing it, calling it murder. But as Shakespeare said, let's first kill all the lawyers, because these guys are doing it on a contingency fee basis. This law firm, Higgins Berman, stands to earn millions, reports Daily Caller, possibly billions. That's what I said. They're going to be first carbon billionaires, going to beat Al Gore to it. Billions of dollars in contingency fees, depending on their winnings. This is, we have such a corrupt legal system here. All told, these three cities are asking oil companies to hand over many billions of dollars. And at the same time, Breitbart reports more climate scientists have to be rescued from the polar ice. This is a annual trend. These guys going up there to show how the ice is disappearing, getting trapped by the ice that is much thicker than they ever imagined. The hypocrisy and the irony just never stops. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy t-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Making sense common again. It's your host, David Knight.
You know, I was just talking about Arnold Schwarzenegger and a law firm that is standing to make billions of dollars in contingency fees, suing oil companies, claiming that they are killing people, that they caused global warming and so forth. We've got the Canadian climate minister. A climate minister. Canada has a climate minister. But she says that we're not paying enough attention to the gendered impacts of climate change. See, the insanity never ends. These people on the left. Absolutely amazing. 47-year-old Trudeau appointee from Canada's Liberal Party called on followers to, quote, consider the gendered impacts of climate change on women, girls, and children. See, global warming, women and minorities hurt hardest. This is typical of the narrative of the left. Always messing with people's gender and creating this fantasy of climate change that really isn't real. But let me tell you the real crisis and where it's coming from. We've got an opioid crisis that's really real, folks. It is driving up emergency room visits, for example, in Illinois by 66%, but in other areas, it's far more than that. Opioid-related emergency room visits rose an average of 35% across 16 states between July 2016 and September 2017. This is from a CDC report that came out. In Chicago, dealers have taken to cutting heroin with fentanyl. Now, remember, I showed you that graphic that showed a fatal dose of heroin and a fatal dose of fentanyl. And it was pretty small, the amount of heroin that you needed to take to have a fatal dose. But when you put these two things, it showed the amount of powder and a couple of vials. And on the fentanyl vial, you only needed a couple of grains of that powder, a couple of grains of that powder to have a fatal dose. So now they've got the drug dealers. Again, this is the war on drugs. Except that when you look at opioid crisis, it's not so much being driven by these unethical, uncontrolled street dealers as it's being driven by these unethical, uncontrolled big pharmaceutical companies. All these people who say, the NRA has bought the Republican Party, they bought Trump and so forth. Well, who has bought that's the picture right there that I was talking about. Who has bought the government and the media in terms of the opioid crisis? And so many other drugs that they push on us on a regular basis. That is the basic, that's basically the business model for CNN, for Fox News, for these cable companies, the broadcast companies, playing these pharmaceutical ads around the clock constantly. And as we look at where this is going, we've got a 66% increase in emergency room visits in Illinois from opioids. In Indiana, 35% increase, 28% increase in Ohio, 21% increase in Missouri. Wisconsin saw 109% increase in emergency room visits from opioid epidemic. They said the opioid overdose rates rose 70% across the Midwest, but on the East Coast, opioid overdoses rose by 105%. These are just the people who are overdosing and have to be taken to the emergency room. This is not people who are so addicted to it that they can't function in their life. And again, remember when Chris Christie was running for office and he decided he'd talk about the drug problem. And he talked about a lawyer friend of his who was at the top of the class, had a very successful law career, and had a family. And then he hurt his back. And the doctors gave him opioids. He became addicted. He lost his job. He lost his family. And eventually he committed suicide. But of course, he would not be included in the statistics because he didn't overdose except when he committed suicide. This is how bad this opioid epidemic is. I'm going to have more on this on the other side. Stay with us. We have more news breaks. We've also got Hillary Clinton doing her worldwide trip. And it was a trip. We'll see her next fall. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun Vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I want to go through some news, and we're going to talk about taxes, the Democrats versus Republicans. President Trump is talking about a round two of tax cuts, but Chuck Schumer is fighting you for the crumbs on your kitchen table. Pretty clear difference between the two parties. We're also going to talk about the no collusion announcement, primarily how the media did not react to this. One of the main legacy media outlets did not even report it. The other two gave it a total of less than a minute combined. We'll also talk about what's going on with gun control. But before we do, I was talking at the top of the hour about the opioid crisis, how it has soared in terms of the number of emergency room visits of people who had an overdose of it. And again, this is not even a measure of people who have lost their ability to function in society because of their addiction to opioids. Where is this coming from? Well, it's coming from our pharmaceutical companies. We got a 66% increase in emergency room visits in Illinois. As I said before, we got Wisconsin up 109% across the Midwest. Opioid overdoses have risen by 70%. On the East Coast, on average, they've risen by 105%. Pennsylvania, up 81%. Delaware, up 105%. So where is this coming from? Well, you can get an idea of this. If we look at a trial in Providence, Rhode Island, we have a Rhode Island pain management doctor who admitted that he accepted financial kickbacks for prescribing opioid spray, and he was sentenced to 51 months in federal prison on Friday. The doctor's name is Gerald Rosenberg. He said, "I'm truly sorry for what I've done." However, he said he was just trying to help his patients, but prosecutors said that he bullied them. We haven't seen that with doctors and, let's say, vaccines, have we? They don't bully anybody to take vaccines. I actually had my wife and I, we took our son's in for a medical checkup, and we tend to stay away from the doctor as much as possible. If we're not sick, we don't go. And we didn't take our kids unless they were sick, generally. We took them in for a checkup once, and that was enough for us to learn the lesson. Started bullying us about vaccines, and started bullying us even about fluoride tablets. And I said, "Well, I grew up on well water. I didn't have fluoride, and I know the effects of fluoride on the brain. Thank you very much. Go ahead and give me that prescription. We didn't oppose him on it because he was just adamant about it. He was very angry at us, lecturing us, condescending. So I just took his prescription and we just threw it in the trash can as we walked out. But that's what these guys do. So what did this doctor do when he was bullying his patients, getting them to take a fentanyl spray called Subsys? He told one of them, stop crying. You're acting like a child. Yeah, they treat everybody as children if you don't take their prescription. And he was getting $188,000 in kickbacks. And so the question is, who was paying him $188,000 to push highly addictive opioids on people? Those are the people who need to be going to jail. They need to be going to jail for big time. There is an indication that they are under prosecution as well. You know, who else are they paying? I'm sure that this is something that's not just limited to one organization. Typically what they do is they send reps around to talk to the doctors, and they give them one side of the story, and the doctors, in many cases, don't really know what they're doing. And, of course, they're propagandizing everybody with these big pharmaceuticals on CNN, on Fox News, and all the cable and legacy media. That's what finances the legacy media. That's why they will not report this story. They want to say, well, the NRA, oh, they've got all the Republicans in their pocket. Well, the NRA is doing what the NRA's members, millions of them, want them to do, and that is to fight against any infringement of the people's rights. But what big pharmaceutical companies are doing is they're buying doctors, in some cases bribing them if they can't get them to do it enough. But at the very least, they're keeping them in the dark, and they're working with the government agencies who, for the most part, have been captured. You know, regulatory capture, that means that there's a revolving door between the FDA, between the Food and Drug Administration, and Health and Human Services. Even with the CDC. I mean, the CDC pushes all these vaccines, and they have a vested interest profit in selling these vaccines. And there's a revolving door between government and industry. And certain big companies always escape the light being shown on them. They don't do any studies to show anything different than the studies that these companies do that paints their product in a positive light. So it said at least two patients survived overdoses after receiving the opioid antidote Narcan. In earlier court documents, one patient said she fell 9 to 10 times and suffered numerous injuries, including breaking bones from her thumb to her wrist. She said, I was killing myself. I was so high. The case is one of several that have been brought nationally against people associated with the Arizona-based Insys Therapeutics and Subsys prescriptions. It's an under-the-tongue spray that was approved by the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, back in 2012. So they approved this stuff. And they approved it for cancer patients who had severe pain and were already tolerant of opioid therapy. Now, here's the deal. If you got a terminally ill patient, I would not be for the government withholding pain medication from them. But you let them know what the real story is here in terms of addiction and so forth. If you got a terminally ill person, addiction is not necessarily their concern. But they're not using it just on terminally ill cancer patients anymore. Because it was approved by the FDA, that means it's totally safe, right? It's a binary world. It's either completely safe or completely dangerous, depending on what the FDA says. They don't tell you that in the real world, you have a sliding scale of risk. And so it's like playing Russian roulette. The only question is there one bullet in a barrel that holds six rounds, so you have 1 in 6 chance, or is it one bullet in a chamber that holds 100 rounds or 1,000 rounds? And they don't tell you what that is. You know, somebody tells you, well, okay, this is a gun. You're going to hold it to your head and pull the trigger, and there is one bullet, and you got a 1 in 6 chance. Or this is a gun that holds 100 bullets, and there's one bullet in here. You want to take the chance that this thing is going to help you or not? And in many cases, you listen to the commercials, and they tell you that it's going to exacerbate the problem that you're trying to take this drug for. Plus, give you things like heart attack, stroke, and other issues like that. They say the drug was reimbursed, at least in part, by Medicare. So the government is paying for your opioid addiction. They don't even pay for the cocaine and heroin that you buy on the street, but they'll pay for the big pharmaceutical drugs that they give you. And it can cost anywhere from $2,000 to more than $16,000 for a 30-day supply. That may be more than the street price of most of these addictive drugs. Do you think the big pharmaceutical companies are making more than the illegal drug dealers, the drug cartels on these things? Maybe in terms of these individual dosages, maybe they are on a per dosage basis. If they can get $16,000 for a 30-day supply, and they're only giving this doctor $188,000 in kickbacks, maybe they don't need to go after the doctor. Maybe they don't even need to go after this company Subsys. Maybe they need to go after the people who are actually manufacturing the opioids, who've been given a pass by our government. I say company executives are also being prosecuted in the case. Rosenberg admitted that he conspired with NSYS officials between 2012 and 2015 to receive the kickbacks in the form of speaking fees. Oh, the Clinton tactic, right? That's how you get your kickbacks. They looked at Clinton, they looked at Obama, they looked at the Bushes, and they said, yeah, you know, we can give them the kickbacks in terms of speaking fees. We just wanted to hear you talk. But then they come after the NRA. And I'll talk about that when we come back. You won't believe the tactic that they're using to come after the NRA now. It's very similar to the tactic they're using to attack InfoWars. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Michael ZX is back. And just like we're game-changing when it comes to politics, when it comes to the economy, we're game-changing on supplements. I want to bring you products from the best research out there, from the best labs, the best laboratories, the best scientists that really change lives. Because I want you to get a great effect. I want you to have a great life, be healthy. I want you to see the results so you reorder it and tell your friends and family about it. Let me tell you, fungus is a scourge, mold's a scourge, and you can't battle it with this in your sinus or other areas, but in your gut, the main area you can. MycoZX, available exclusively. Been out for over 6 months at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Ladies and gentlemen, I only bring you products I use myself. I only bring you products that have been proven to have dynamite effects. MycoZX is back in stock right now at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure yours today. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200. For the formulae, and I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance. All to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality.
Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency.
They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. We're going to talk about Hillary Clinton. She's having a very interesting trip. I'll show you pictures of her trip and her nearly her pratfall in just a moment. But I was just talking about Big Pharma and the reluctance of CNN and other legacy media companies to attack Big Pharma on the opioid epidemic or any of the rest of this stuff. And you got Arnold Schwarzenegger saying, we're going to sue big oil companies. They're killing people. They're killing the planet and so forth. And we're going to take the same tactic that we did with tobacco. Well, why don't you take the same tactic with the big pharmaceutical companies that you did with tobacco and at least stop advertising it, telling people that it's a wonderful thing. You know, we used to have the Marlboro Man. We used to tell people how wonderful that was. Now we've got the big pharmaceutical companies where they give you these very dangerous drugs that are arguably more dangerous than tobacco. I would say that the opioids and many of these other things that they sell with Big Pharma are far more dangerous than tobacco. And yet they're allowed to advertise and to be the bulk of advertising for most of the news media. Why don't you stop that if you really care about people's health? Why don't you stop that instead of your phony lawsuits to try to shut down our energy, to try to force us to not have any transportation, walk around on foot and be trapped inside large cities, and to bomb our economies back into the Stone Age. That's what we're really talking about with the liberals. They want total control over your life. They want you to be their serfs, their slaves. They want to confine you into the cities. That's what their smart cities are about. That's what their UN Agenda 21, their UN 2030 Agenda for Sustainability. It's all about taking away your lifestyle, your life expectancy, taking away your freedoms. Taking away and managing the economy. That's the basis for why they wanted to set up a world government. They needed to have a world problem so they could have a world tax to fund a world government. And just go back and take a look at what the Pope is pushing out there. I mean, the Pope is out there pushing a radical depopulation agenda as a part of this environmentalism. But then they all attack the NRA. And here's one of their latest attacks against the NRA. This is reported by the Washington Post. One of the world's greatest sculptors warns America about the NRA. This is the guy who created the very famous sculpture called Cloud Gate. His name is Anish Kapoor. And it's at Millennium Park there. And there you go. You can see that if you're watching that. It's this great big reflective curved surface that's kind of interesting to see it. But, you know, it's a piece of modern art. But it's become iconic for Chicago. And last year, the NRA released its now, they said, infamous. This is the Washington Post reporting. So anything that the NRA does is going to be infamous. No, no, it's famous. The Clenched Fist of Truth video. And they showed the picture of that sculpture, Cloud Gate, as a stand-in for Chicago, says the Washington Post, and the city's most famous recent resident, Barack Obama. So they're talking about Barack Obama, and they show that there, you know, Barack Obama from Chicago, in other words. And now this guy is suing them for copyright infringement. This is a public sculpture. It is an icon of Chicago. which is associated with Barack Obama. And because they use this in a political ad and political commentary, they're suing them for copyright infringement. That is fair use, folks. A public sculpture, and it is used for political commentary. What are they going to do next? Are they going to, if they show the Chicago skyline, you're going to have all the architects sue them for copyright infringement? We patented that architectural design, and you showed that in your commercial to show Chicago. So now we're going to sue you on this. It's very similar to what this guy with Pepe is doing to InfoWars. You know, there's that poster, and it's political commentary. And we didn't even create the poster, but it's a constellation of personalities around Donald Trump in the 2016 election, and Pepe was in there. But the artist even was begging people to use Pepe in memes and so forth. This is the way they shut you down. So we have political, we have fair use. We can use stuff even if it is copyrighted. You can use it for political commentary and for satire. But these people will stop at nothing to censor and to suppress and to tie up in the courts anybody that they don't agree with, whether it's the NRA or whether it's InfoWars. That's their tactic. Take a look at some more of the hatred. We've got the Washington Post's Michael Gerson saying that evangelicals who support President Trump are slimy political operatives and not moral leaders. So he's talking about, I don't necessarily identify myself as an evangelical, I identify myself as a Christian. This is a term that is malleable, that means different things to different people. And certainly when you got somebody at the Washington Post, starting to put, theological labels on people, you can take that with a grain of salt. But what he's talking about broadly are Christians. And he's saying that any Christian who supports President Trump, you are slimy political operative if you support President Trump. You're not a moral leader. Here's the clip.
I want to ask you, you just wrote an in-depth piece about sort of the struggle within your, as you see it, the search for the soul of the evangelical movement in many ways. You say they've lost their interest in decency. What do you think the evangelicals who support President Trump make of this?
Did the Democrats ever have an interest in decency?
Well,
to lose?
I think that it's the height of hypocrisy, and we saw it with Roy Moore as well.
Hold it right there. Roy Moore. Okay. So they're going to pull Roy Moore up there. And I can tell you that no Christian that I know would support somebody if they believed those charges. But it was the Washington Post that put out a lot of charges. Most of them were inflated. Some of them were proven false. And yet they continued to say, oh, he's got 9 people accusing him of sexual molestation. Again, nobody found those charges to be credible because they're coming from the Washington Post, because they came out at the very last minute. And as I've said, I think that it's not just the Washington Post. I think it was more like the Republican establishment desperate to keep Roy Moore from going to Washington. So those are politically motivated charges. But they want to get on their high horse, and he's going to start talking about Stormy Daniels and so forth. These are the people, remember, before the election, these were the people that we saw supporting Planned Parenthood, and we saw, thanks to the Project Veritas videos, no, it wasn't them, it was the Center for Medical Progress, those videos. Same type of thing that Project Veritas does, but it was the Center for Medical Progress. And these Planned Parenthood people that are supported categorically by the Democrats today, they're having an election in Pennsylvania. What's one of the big differences between the two candidates? Abortion. A blank check for Planned Parenthood versus trying to put controls on this. But we saw them selling off body parts and talking about how they could procure body parts and how they would do the abortions at certain times so they could get the baby body parts. Don't lecture me about being slimy, Michael Gerson. Don't lecture me about being slimy when you support an organization that kills babies and harvests their body parts. That is slimy. That is slimy. We'll talk about the rest of his clip when we come back. Stay with us.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Flora Life, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com.
Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Covering the ongoing fight for the heart and soul of America. Broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, it's David Knight.
So if you're a Christian and you voted for President Trump, the Washington Post's Michael Gerson says you're a slimy political operative and you're immoral. These are the people, as I said, who support not only abortion, the murder of tens of millions of children. And this is on the ballot today in Pennsylvania, folks. You've got a Democrat candidate versus a Republican candidate. The Democrat loves Obamacare, all of its controls and taxes, hates the tax cuts of President Trump that have created jobs. And he also loves abortion. He says, well, I don't like to see abortion. I hate to see that happen, but we have to maintain the right to kill people. We have to kill people, have to be free to kill your children. The Supreme Court said so. And the Supreme Court said so, then it's now right, and we have to uphold that right. And as we're looking at these pictures here, Dan was telling me, just put up a couple of pictures. He said, this guy, Dan Gerson, looks like he's got Sally Jesse Raphael's glasses. I guess they go to the same optometrist. But he's got some really strong criticism of Christians. And let's hear the rest of what he has to say about how you, Christian, Trump supporter, are slimy and immoral. Here's what he has to say.
Guilty of what is alleged in these cases. Evangelicals would be, you know, off the reservation. This is a case where their morality seems to be determined by their politics. And they've ceased to be moral leaders in that sense. You know,
Pause it there a second. Do you think that there is situational morality with the Democrats who have never for decades, or just now some of them are starting to criticize Bill Clinton very mildly? But they can't criticize Hillary Clinton, even though the victims of Bill Clinton said that what Hillary Clinton did to them was far worse even than Bill Clinton, because she crucified them in public. He raped them in private. He sexually assaulted them in private. Then she attacked them in public. But they don't have a problem with Bill Clinton. As a matter of fact, as I've mentioned before, when Clarence Thomas was going for his confirmation hearings, we had the Anita Hill accusations, very mild stuff, saying that he'd made some off-color comments to her, jokes in the office. And later, when Bill Clinton had these women who were saying that he had sexually assaulted them and raped them, we had Anita Hill, as well as Gloria Steinem, the leaders of the feminist left, who are all there, all about women. They supported Bill Clinton against the women that he had raped. So Washington Post's Michael Gerson wants to lecture you about situational ethics. And as he goes through this whole thing about Stormy Daniels and everything, and look, that is a tragedy. It's a tragedy for Melania. It's a tragedy for Barron and Trump's family. It's an embarrassment to President Trump, even if he has changed. I mean, this is 10 years ago. I don't know if he's the same man. Some of the Christian leaders who have talked to him says he has changed. I don't know. I don't know the man. But whether he's changed or not, this is something that is very embarrassing for him. But compare this again to what their hero, that most of them still can't bring themselves to criticize for this, to what their hero did. Ken Starr covered up the real crimes of Bill Clinton. All the corruption and bribery charges, things that had happened in Arkansas, all the racketeering and corruption, that was all covered up. Ken Starr didn't talk about that. He also covered up the rape and sexual assault charges. He went with a consensual affair with the intern, Monica Lewinsky. And yet, when we look at this Me Too movement, what do we have with that? We've got women saying, if you have a situation where a guy in power is using that power to get sexual favors, even if it's a consensual thing, even if he's pressuring the woman, even if she wants to get a job, so forth and so on. That's horrible. And it is. What did Bill Clinton do? Arguably the most powerful man in the world, used his position as president against an intern to get what he wanted from her. And this is something that they all admit, something that most of them will say. Over the years, I talked to people who defended Bill Clinton many, many times. Believe me, I've talked to a lot of people who defended Bill Clinton. Tried to tell them, no, there's a lot of other crimes that Ken Starr gave him a pass on. By the way, Ken Starr, you know, was the lawyer who defended Jeffrey Epstein, who was running the plane service to his pleasure island. And Bill Clinton was one of the frequent passengers on there, the Lolita Express, underage girls and so forth and so on. When they caught up to that pedophile, Jeffrey Epstein, who defended him? Oh, well, that would be Ken Starr. Ken Starr, who had really not been the special prosecutor Bill Clinton, but the defender of Bill Clinton. Hiding up all the serious crimes, covering them up with this Monica Lewinsky affair. And then they got Bill Clinton for committing perjury. And so I tell people, they say, yeah, they tried to impeach him for having an affair. I said, no, they impeached him for committing perjury about the affair. Oh, well, it's really about the affair. I don't have any problem with that. But now these same people who didn't have an affair, who didn't have a problem with the president using his power to get what he wanted from an intern, they now have, it has struck them morally that if somebody were to buy sex from a porn star who is not only a prostitute, but a prostitute who wants to make her prostitution the basis of her celebrity, and she's still doing it again. I mean, that's what a porn star is. It's a celebrity prostitute. And now they want to lecture us on morality. So I don't know. Maybe there's situational ethics here, but it certainly is on the Democrat side. And there are other issues. So when we look at a lot of different issues, it's not necessary to agree with President Trump on every issue. When I look at something like this, as I said, I think it is a personal tragedy to him. It makes me concerned about whether or not he's going to be loyal to his voters, loyal to the Constitution, when he betrays his family, when he betrays his marriage vows. That gives me concern. I was very concerned when he said, well, let's take the guns first and do due process later. And it's like, hold on there. Hold on. Hold on. Maybe I need to get a trial separation. I'm concerned about it. Integrity is important with somebody there. But when you look at a lot of these other issues and you say, well, on the one side, we got Hillary Clinton, who not only was okay with her husband's sexual assaults and rapes, but was his enabler, his defender, and became the point of the attack against his victims. So she's on the one side. Then on the other side, we've got somebody who makes some locker room comments about women that I don't like, but how does that compare to the Clintons' sexual crimes? Just their sexual crimes. Let's forget about all the racketeering and corruption that's going on with the Clintons. Let's forget about their position on other issues. Let's forget about, for the moment, their embrace of the murder of millions of babies and defending the practice of using their body parts. Let's forget about all of that for a moment. And the moral ledger here that we got, because we don't have perfect people. You know, I talk about this whenever we talk about statues being removed. The Democrats want to pretend that there's such a thing as perfect people. No, there aren't. So yeah, you can find something bad in the policies of the life of all these people that we erect statues to. And you can tear everybody down, but you can certainly tear down the Democrats. So when you look at these different issues, you know, is there a big difference on the issues and where they differ? I think there's even a big difference on these issues. But let's go back to the hate that Michael Gerson has for Christians.
Clinton and the president. And I understand that. But they have been the most sycophantic element of the Republican coalition, which was is unnecessary.
Saint Christians have
not provided that moral judgment that I think leavens our politics, or should leaven our politics. And so I've done this piece in The Atlantic as essentially arguing that they're betraying a great tradition. Evangelicalism really has had a good tradition, and now they're really undermining that reputation of their faith.
But in that judgment,
he always loved Christians before this. Hang on, when we come back, we got the money quote from this guy. Stay with us.
You know, someone very profoundly once said many years ago that if fascism ever comes to America, it'll come in the name of liberalism.
You're a white male! You're a white man!
Welcome to The War Room, the latest expansion in InfoWars live broadcasting. We are live weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Central at InfoWars.com/show and this YouTube channel right here that you've landed on. Please subscribe to the channel for updates and notifications. You can follow us on Twitter at War Room Show. We are going to have the most powerful guests, the most powerful hosts. We'll be hearing from Alex Jones regularly, as well as taking your phone calls. The liberal establishment media has controlled the narrative for too long. The silent majority is no longer silent. This is The War Room.
Oh. Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now, that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
All right, we're going to play the money quote on the Washington Post's Michael Gerson, who says that Christians who support President Trump are slimy and immoral. Let's go straight to this, because I've been talking about it for the last segment. I want to get to where he actually says that. Let's continue with the clip.
Their faith.
But but in that judgment, you're saying the transactional part of this relationship isn't worth the trade-off?
Well, they're acting like, slimy political operatives, not moral leaders. They're essentially saying, in order to get benefits for themselves in a certain way. They talk about religious liberty and other issues. But to get benefits for themselves, they're willing to wink at Stormy Daniels and wink at misogyny and wink at nativism. And that, I think, is deeply discredited.
Nativism?
Not just in a political sense, but actually in a moral and religious sense.
So this guy wants to talk about morality and religion. Let me tell you what a religion is to him. His religion is globalism. His religion is secular humanism. He doesn't even have any idea of what Christians' values are. You want to talk about religious liberty? It would be his people who are trying to take away our religious liberty, our freedom of expression, our ability to freely exercise our religion. They want to side with the radical LGBTQ activists who want to lecture our children in kindergarten about gender confusion, who want to take over bathrooms and endanger women and children in bathrooms. And this is what this is really about. They don't care about anybody's safety. And they don't care about your free expression of religion. They won't allow small bakers or photographers to decide whether or not they want to do a homosexual wedding. But they will allow YouTube and Facebook and Twitter. As a matter of fact, they will require them to enact censorship, even though they have a monopoly, a national monopoly. There's not a monopoly on wedding cakes and photography in these communities. These people were targeted by LGBTQ activists to put them out of business, to make an example of them. That's what the Democrat Party stands for. So yeah, it's about religious liberty. It's about life. It's about you people, as I've said many times, supporting abortion, supporting the vivisection of the babies that you kill so you can sell off their spare parts. Don't lecture us on morality, you slimy Washington Post reporter. Make me want to throw up. You make me want to throw up. All right, let's talk about the specials that we've got here, and then I want to get to Hillary Clinton, somebody else who wants to make me throw up. She's on a trip, and we'll show you her trip in just a moment, but she's making some pronouncements there that are just as amazing and head-spinning as what you just heard from the guy who supports her, Michael Gerson. Not the people who are supporting her as she was tripping, but the people who support her politically. Before we go back to that, as I said, they're trying to censor anybody that disagrees with them. They'll put you out of business. They'll put you in jail in many countries for hate speech. The Southern Poverty Law Center, same people trying to censor us, censor any conservatives, any Trump supporters. These are the people who have been pushing these hate crimes that have sent people to jail in Canada and other places because they support traditional marriage between one man and one woman. And they want to do that here in America as well. As Southern Poverty Law Center said, the Family Research Council in Washington was a hate group, and they encouraged a guy with their writings to go in and try to shoot the place up. Fortunately, they stopped him. No penalty for the Southern Poverty Law Center for doing that. No, no, no. They are the ones who are conducting the witch hunt. They're the ones that YouTube and Twitter and Facebook and the FBI and these other go to them and say, you know, show us who the hate people are. Oh, these people over here, these Christians, they're hateful people. So we need to do something to them. We need to censor their speech. Maybe we need to put them in jail. Maybe we need to fine them. Maybe we need to shut down their university. This is the tactics of the left. We understand what you're about. Don't lecture us about situational ethics when you justify the murder of children. But these are the tactics that they're using to censor people. The lawsuits that they file and so forth. If you want to support InfoWars, we have extended our Operation Paul Revere specials. We have discounts from 30 to 80% at InfoWarsStore.com, 40% off of InfoWars Life Select Survival Food. We also have 50% off many of our most popular products, things like Super Male and Super Female Vitality, Immune Wall, Pollen Block, Biome Defense, True Whey Protein, Probiotic Fiber, and you can... All of those are 50% off. You can also find some apparel at 80% off. Even a Body Armor backpack insert, 20% off. Take a look at the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. That's what funds this operation. That's what keeps us independent of the big pharmaceutical companies and others. We don't have to run their ads. And even if CNN and its lobbying campaign can shut us down on YouTube, it won't be the end of us if you support us. But it's necessary for you to support us, and we really do appreciate that. We have Hillary Clinton has made the news as she's had another collapse. We'll show you that in just a moment. But even more interesting is what she had to say. And I want to play a clip of what Hillary Clinton had to say as part of her bitter world tour. She is now in India holding court and finding different groups to blame because, of course, it's all about groups. It's about identity politics. And so it's which groups that Hillary Clinton hates. Here's Hillary Clinton.
If you look at the map of the United States, there's all that red in the middle where Trump won. And I win the coasts, I win, you know, Illinois,
these little
Minnesota,
areas,
places like that. But what the map doesn't show you is that I won the places that represent two-thirds of America's gross domestic product. So I won the places that...
She won big cities. That's why we want to have the Electoral College.
Diverse, dynamic, moving forward. And his whole campaign, Make America Great Again, was looking backwards. You know, you didn't like black people getting rights. You don't like women, you know, getting jobs. You don't want to, you know, see that Indian American succeeding more than you are. Whatever your problem is.
Her problem is identity politics. Her identity is identity politics. She says, you know, his whole campaign, Make America Great Again. What was her campaign? I'm with her. In other words, it's my turn. I'm a woman. You're with me. It's all about me. At least Trump made his campaign about America. He made it about making things, as Scott Adams pointed out. He said, make. We're going to make things. We're going to bring back the manufacturing base. What did he just do? He's doing things to bring back the manufacturing base. You think Hillary Clinton would have done that? No, no. He wants to make America great again. Hillary Clinton wanted to make herself great. It was self-referential. And then she goes into her identity politics. So he didn't like black people getting rights. You don't like women. You don't, you know, getting jobs. Well, women are getting jobs. We had a record jobs increase report. I think a lot of those people were women. See, this rising tide is lifting all boats, but Hillary Clinton is still doubling down on her failed identity politics. And she said, if people were looking for a reality TV campaign, maybe I should have given them more entertainment. Well, it's pretty entertaining what's happening to her in India. Let's roll that B-roll there. She's walking down the steps, and again, she's having lots of problems with the step. Whoa, there she goes. She tried to make like two or three steps at once, because I guess she's having trouble with her eyes. Maybe she forgot her Fresnel lenses. Oh, she did it again. And she's got two people helping her, supporting her on either side, still having trouble getting down those steps. But she goes on to talk about her identity politics here. And she said, women, white women, voted for Trump because their husbands told them to. What was I just talking about in the last segment? I was talking about the fact that Hillary Clinton did whatever her husband told her to do. He raped the women. She attacked them in public because her husband told her to. Or maybe she was telling her husband everything else to do. She said it's kind of a sort of an ongoing pressure to vote the way that your husband, your boss, your son, whoever believes you should. See, it's all the men in your lives dominating you. She said, Democrats don't do well with white men, and we don't do well with married white women. Well, why would that be, Hillary? Maybe they don't have your unmitigated, irrational hatred of men, you and your feminists. Maybe because they're married, they have a broader perspective. They don't share your hatred, your prejudice, your bias against men. So they look at the issues, and they don't vote for you. There's the other part of the entertainment. Yeah, we did have a bit of a reality TV campaign. I thought Hillary was pretty entertaining throughout the campaign, you know, collapsing on 9/11, and then when the balloons came down, you know, she's ogling the balloons. But she says, it's part of that identification. Again, it's all about identification for her, right? That identification with the Republican Party. You think people who voted for Hillary don't identify with the Democrat Party? Maybe even more strongly? A sort of ongoing pressure to vote the way your husband, your boss, your son, whoever, whatever male tells you you should, in other words. Yeah, that's her hatred of men. That's her division that she wants to give people. It's absolutely amazing. She will never give up, but she is done. There she is, looking at the balloons again. The guys have got that clip rolling. She will never learn, will she? But still pushing that hate. Still pushing that division, still pushing that groupism. Let me tell you something. The places that voted for her are the big population cities, and that's why we have the Electoral College to keep them from dominating us. We'll be right back.
Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your product, and I gotta say, they're amazing.
Thank
Anyone
you.
Who's on the fence, buy it, because I've got Caveman, Superman Vitality, Secret 12, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, I've got the body armor.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
You're the type of listener that makes it all possible. Which nutraceutical does you like best?
I really like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, to be honest.
That's amazing.
Really incredible. I drank it in the morning, and I swear to you, I felt incredible. Like, I haven't felt a week. My morning was fantastic, and I love you guys, I love the InfoWars crew, and I want to take this opportunity to tell anybody out there who's on the fence, just buy it. You will love it. I'm telling you, I've never bought a bad product.
What you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win, InfoWarsLife.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Coming up in the next hour, we're going to take a look at the wall and an interesting court case that, again, reflects back onto DACA. We're also going to talk about taxes, the different approach of Schumer. He's calling for a tax increase. They want their money back. Bernie Sanders said, "You robbed the Treasury. We want our money back," says Schumer. He said the Republicans are going to rue the day that they gave that money to the people of America, to businesses, so they could hire people, so they could expand. So he wants to take it back. He's clawing, fighting you for the crumbs on the kitchen table. President Trump, meanwhile, had a very interesting comment, said we're going to do another tax cut. First time we've heard about that. We'll also talk about the nerve agent in Russia, the individual and his daughter, who had a nerve gas attack. The first responder is also in the hospital in very serious or critical condition. I'm not sure what the official status of all of them are right now. Nobody has died yet, but they're in very serious condition. A chemical attack in London, and they are now saying that it was a Russian nerve gas, and they're threatening sanctions. So we'll see what's going to happen with that as well. And we have an interesting story about what a judge did in a trial, doing an electroshock to the defendant because he wouldn't cooperate with the judge. He wasn't violent. He just wouldn't answer. And they started shocking him. So it's a very shocking result, actually. Well, no pun intended. But we'll talk about that when we come back. This segment, I want to talk a little bit about economics and technology and how they use that to control you. This is a story from Road and Track. Diesel cars are being banned from major cities, and the newest gas-powered cars might be next. Of course they are. Been telling you about this for a long time. But here's what's happening in Germany. He starts out by saying, this is Jack Baruth, he says, Trotsky has pointed out that being apolitical doesn't enable you to avoid the consequences of political change. In other words, you may not really care one way or the other about politics. You may not care about whether you have a diesel car or gas car or electric vehicle. Maybe you're really kind of apathetic about that. You may not care about cars at all. But there's a larger agenda happening here that will affect you, whether you care about those things or not. I mean, I'm not interested in this because I like to drive cars. I do like to drive cars, but that's not my point here. And I don't have particular beef with people who drive electric cars. I have a problem with crony capitalism, but I also have a bigger problem with the control structures that are being forced upon us. Because if they don't like what you're doing, they're going to just outright ban it. Just like they're banning channels from YouTube. Just as they're using censorship to shut down any political discourse. In the West, we're not just talking about China. Of course, people expect that from a communist dictator in China. But our globalists are acting that way as well. And so it is apt for him to start talking about communism and authoritarian structures. When he says, Trotsky said that if, even though you're not interested in politics, it doesn't mean that politics isn't interested in you. He said, that was on my mind when I read Germany's court of last resort, quote unquote, the Federal Administrative Court will decide this coming Thursday whether or not individual cities can ban diesel cars. If the court gives the okay in Germany, as many as 90 German cities will join Paris, Madrid, Mexico City, and other major urban centers in banning diesel cars as soon as practically possible. This is something that has been at the center of the agenda to take over our lives by our government. I talked about this as I was coming to InfoWars, the EPA, trying to push the idea that diesel particulates were causing cancer and or killing people at a higher rate than cancer was. At the same time, they were performing human experimentation without informed consent on people, right there where I was in North Carolina, because they were trying to push for more regulations. And then we have the EPA coming back and putting a $4 billion fine on Volkswagen, sending one of their people to jail when nobody died. Nobody died. It's not like the airbags. It's not like the exploding Pintos. It's not like the rolling SUVs. Nobody got anywhere close to that. This is orders of magnitude more because they've got an agenda. I'll tell you when we come back.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
They're about to ban diesel cars in Germany. Joining many other cities, they've got a case before the German court. As many as 90 cities in Germany are wanting to ban diesel cars if they get the okay from the German court. And, of course, diesel cars have already been banned from Paris, Madrid, Mexico City, others. You know, throughout the UK, they charge you more to park your car if it's a diesel car. And this is not just a war on diesel cars. This is a part of Arnold Schwarzenegger's war on fuel and independence, because that's what this is really about. They don't want you to have an internal combustion engine. After they come after the diesel engines, as Road and Track is pointing out, they're going to come after the gas powered cars next. You know, I was a diesel engine and nobody did anything to protect me. Then they came for the gasoline engines, and then they eventually came for your Uber taxi, and there was nobody left to defend it. No, they want you to have your transportation controlled by them. Look at all the ridiculous schemes that we've seen from state and local governments, all the rail systems and so forth. They've got this high-speed rail system I just reported on it yesterday in California. 20% over budget. It's like they'd budgeted $77 billion, and now it's even higher than that. They looked at it and said, oh, you know, we hadn't thought about it. They seriously said, we have to make altercations in our designs because of the mountains. So they're going from L.A. to San Francisco, and they didn't realize there was mountains in the way. Yeah, they really planned this thing out, didn't they? But they do have plans for you. And let's hope that their plans are just as poorly thought through for this as they are for that particular rail thing. No, that particular rail thing was done by local people. We have a globalist agenda that has been unfolding for quite some time. The UN created a UN Agenda 21, an agenda for the 21st century, where they wanted to lock you into small apartments in cities to confine your movement, to get you off of the land. When we look at things like the Bundy Ranch takeover or the pushback by the federal government to drive people off of the land, the farmers, the miners, the loggers, to take their property rights. And again, you can have multiple properties. You can have mining rights and logging rights and grazing rights and water rights. People can own those as property on the same piece of land, and the land still be owned by the government, by the state government. The federal government should not own any land. That was one of the major points of the Bundys, and they're absolutely right about that. There is no provision in the Constitution for the federal government to own any land other than ports and forts, but and the District of Columbia. But that's the purpose of them coming down so hard on so many different individuals out in the countryside. That's why I took an interest in those types of cases when I was doing on-the-road reporting. But this is a UN agenda. And if you don't think there's a UN agenda, maybe you haven't paid any attention to the war on drugs. The war on drugs is a UN agenda. Look at the destruction that that has caused throughout the world. Look at the cartels that have been created by that UN agenda. And that was done in 1961. Richard Nixon enacted it verbatim. They came up with an agenda. They had a schedule, four schedules, four different categories of drugs. They put the drugs in the individual schedules, and that was the basis of Richard Nixon's war on drugs, and it's still the basis of our war on drugs, with marijuana as a class one drug, saying that it has absolutely no medical use. And we just had Jeff Sessions say that as well. There is no such thing as medical marijuana because the FDA says so and the UN says so. So there. Well, you've had 60% of the states say there is such a thing as medical marijuana and we're going to allow people to use it. So there. It's called nullification, which Jeff Sessions says doesn't exist either. We'll see about that. He's staring in the face of reality. So if you don't think that there is a UN agenda to control you, to lock you up in the cities as a kind of a 21st century slave, then you're as out of touch with reality as Jeff Sessions is. Because just as medical marijuana and nullification are staring him in the face, so is Agenda 21 staring you in the face. They can call it the UN 2030 Agenda for Sustainability, whatever they want. But that's where all this stuff is stemming from. And they don't have to convince you that an electric car is better than a diesel or a gasoline car. They just have to ban the other cars. And then the electric cars are expensive to own. They don't make a lot of sense for an individual to own electric cars. They don't have a long life. They're difficult to use and so forth. The car companies don't care. The car companies don't want to sell cars. They want to be mobility companies. They are integrating themselves. If you haven't noticed, the Consumer Electronics Show, which happens every year, first week of January, everybody talks about all the video games and gadgets, but they don't talk about the main thrust this year was smart cities. Just as it was the main thrust of all the recent automobile shows, both in the just before the turn of the year and right after the Consumer Electronics Show. All of the car companies, we're talking about Ford or GM or Mercedes-Benz, they see themselves now as mobility companies. They don't want to sell you a car. They don't even want to rent you the car. They want to rent you the ride. That's far more profitable for them. And they are crony partnership with the government to enact this UN agenda on you. And the banning of diesel cars in various places or treating people as pariahs because they even own a diesel car, charging you more even to park your car. This is a part of that agenda. And a part of that agenda was the ridiculous fines against Volkswagen. $4 billion fine plus one of their executives in jail because they quote-unquote cheated on an emissions test. Well, the EPA itself was cheating on an emissions test when I came here 5 years ago, almost 6 years ago now. And they were conducting human experiments on people to try to push their prohibition of diesel, and they were doing it without people's informed consent. They were conducting human experimentation that is expressly forbidden by the Nuremberg Code and forbidden by any kind of code of ethics or morality, but specifically prohibited by that, by other things in U.S. law. We tried to stop that, tried to get an injunction on that. They were literally looking for people who had respiratory and heart issues and hooking them directly up to diesel exhaust. Now, they were filtering out the carbon monoxide so they wouldn't kill them outright. But they were hooking them up, nevertheless, to diesel exhaust and not telling them what the issue was here. And we tried to stop that, and the court said, no, we're not going to stop that. We're going to allow that human experimentation to go on. That's the respect that they have for you. And that's how seriously they take their prohibition. They don't want anything to stand in the way of their smart cities UN agenda. They're going to push anything they can. That's why they gave this hefty fine to Volkswagen. As I point out, you've got people still dying from these airbag malfunctions from Takata. You've had more than a dozen people around the world die. It's like when these things malfunction, it's like having a mortar blow up in your face, and it's killed a lot of people. Have they received this kind of treatment? No, no. The fine against Volkswagen was an order of magnitude greater than anything anybody has ever faced, whether it's the airbag failures or the Pinto explosions, rear collisions, or the flipping SUVs. Nobody has ever faced that because they have an agenda. So Volkswagen got the message. Volkswagen is now really kind of taking the lead in going electric. They immediately stopped selling their diesel engines after this scandal with the EPA. And they announced their some new electric vehicles. And now Reuters reports they're signing 20 billion euros in battery orders to speed the electric vehicle push. You see how the government tightens the screws down on people? Give you a $4 billion fine. You got the message? We can put you out of business unless you get with us on this agenda. And so Volkswagen says, I'm with you, I'm with you. No more diesel. We'll do electric, and we're going to lead the, I'll tell you what we'll do. We will lead the charge to push everybody into electric cars and away from anything that's going to last and be continually repairable because, and then owned by private individuals. No, 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 we can't have that. I understand what your agenda is. We're with you on that. Now today we've had President Trump halt the merger between Broadcom and Qualcomm. Broadcom was going to take over Qualcomm. Now Broadcom is a Chinese company. And they said, we cannot have a Chinese company have this position in 5G. That's going to be the enabling technology of smart cities. They said it's a national security consequence. It's a surveillance consequence, too. We'll talk about that when we come back.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance. All to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects. This formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
The reason InfoWars Life has 5-star ratings on major third-party sites is because I want products I'm going to use for my family. I take this. My family takes this. And then it funds the operation with the most hardcore, truthful information you're going to find anywhere. So what you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com.
If I ever forget to take them, like, I'm having noticeable difference. I don't feel good. The nascent iodine is one of the ones that was life-changing for me.
Yeah, I actually have just run out of my super female. I had a few bottles at my house, and I've been taking it again, hitting the gym once again. Mm. Very exciting, feeling great, looking good. So, and I know my hair is luxurious once again. So obviously the super female is amazing. I love it.
Nascent iodine is essential. Survival Shield X2. If there's one product that I would say is life-changing, that I would suggest, it's Nascent Iodine Survival Shield X2. It's got a 5-star rating.
It's a win-win. InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
About a sex offender, pedophile, who had his conviction overturned because you had the judge shocking the monkey. He had him, he wouldn't answer the questions of the judge. The judge had the bailiff put a shock vest on him and shock him repeatedly. I want to talk about that because this is in the broader perspective of population control that we're talking about. It's one example. Just happened here in Texas. They just overturned that trial. I'm going to tell you the details of that. But we were just talking about, and this is also related, President Trump halting Broadcom taking over Qualcomm. These are two communication companies. Broadcom has Chinese control. They're worried because the center of this is 5G technology, the technology that is going to be the enabling technology of smart cities that I was just talking about. The control structure. As the military always says, you control the way people move, the way they communicate, and the way they shoot, you control the people. And this is a part of it. It's a broad, the smart cities agenda is a broad agenda to control the population completely. And so what they said was a shift to Chinese dominance. By the way, this was CFIUS, the same organization that looks at the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States. This is the same committee that was at the center of the Uranium One scandal. They're supposed to look at proposed mergers and buyouts and look at them in terms of anti-competitiveness and national security. Of course, they failed to do that famously in the Uranium One scandal. They approved that, even though it was known that the individuals who were buying 20%, at least, is actually 20% of the known reserve there. They say they have more reserves there as well. But the individuals who are proposing to own that were known racketeering and criminals. Hillary Clinton and the rest of them approved that anyway. And there were some special favors that were given to Hillary Clinton before and after that going through. So the same organization, CFIUS, now under Trump says, we're not going to allow this Chinese company to take over this American company because 5G is there. And that is going to be an issue of national security. You can bet it's going to be a national security issue. You don't realize fully yet, I think most of the American people don't realize how powerful 5G technology is going to be. Forget the health effects for right now. There's some real issues about health effects with 5G. Let's just talk about the liberty and surveillance features of 5G. They don't want the Chinese to be able to see all this, but you can bet that the national security state in Washington is going to use this to watch you. I'm glad that the Chinese aren't going to be doing it, but I'm not happy that the American government is going to be having these kinds of surveillance powers here. It's going to be very, very powerful. It's all a part of this total agenda to control us that we've been talking about. Limiting our transportation, watching our communications, and monitoring everything that we do. And when I say monitoring everything we do, again, they mock the idea that we're just looking at the metadata, we're not recording your texts, and we're not listening to your phone conversations. Of course they aren't. They're doing things that they can, where they can monitor you algorithmically. That's why the metadata is what is most valuable to them. They will listen to your phone conversation, so forth, if you're an interesting person. As Michael Hayden said, we're not interested in bad people. We're interested in interesting people, and they're very interested in interesting people. If you're well-known, if you're an opinion maker, they will examine you to the nth degree. But if you're the general public, they want to know what the general public, what the hive mind thinks. They're going to construct narratives. They're going to put them out there in the public space, and they want to see how you react to those narratives. And they will use that feedback as a control mechanism, as a control loop, to fine-tune their message, their narrative, to control you. That's the way that control is going to work. That's why they're interested in having 5G and other things. And there's also health issues involved with that. But it's all part of the UN Smart Cities Agenda, part of the 2030 Agenda for Sustainability, to limit your access to energy, to mobility, to liberty. That is what this is all part of. And we got one of the guys who was involved in setting up the World Wide Web, The Guardian, talks about Tim Berners-Lee. They call him the inventor of the World Wide Web. Well, you know, the internet is really a DARPA invention. It is a weaponized tool that got out of their hand somewhat. DARPA, it was J.C.R. Licklider who was a psychologist, and he coined it the Intergalactic Computer Network. They shortened it to Internet. But then on top of that, they imposed the World Wide Web. And we've had many people, like InfoWars, for example, use that infrastructure just like we use YouTube, as long as they'll allow us to use it. They're shutting that. They're constricting what people can say. They've shut down so many different channels. Pretty much everybody I talk to now anymore has had their channel removed. Had Mike Adams had his channel removed. Lee Stranahan had his channel removed from YouTube. They threatened to shut ours down. Haven't done it just yet. They shut down Jerome Corsi. Then they put it back. We don't know what their standards are. They won't tell anybody. They just do whatever they wish. They're a monopoly, but nobody will control them as monopoly. And they're using their monopoly powers to take back control of this, what was originally a DARPA weapon. And Tim Berners-Lee, who began the World Wide Web on top of the DARPANET, on top of the internet, so that Facebook, Google, and Twitter control ideas and opinions that are seen and shared. And he said, what was once a rich selection of blogs and websites has been compressed under the powerful weight of a few dominant platforms. He said these online gatekeepers can lock in their power by acquiring smaller rivals, by buying up new innovations, and by hiring the industry's top talent. I mean, we look at the DARPA competition for robots. What did Google do? They were part of the competition. They didn't have a particularly good robot to compete with. Instead, what they did was they bought up everybody that was promising. They now own Boston Dynamics, the people who create those really creepy robots. And he said Google, as he pointed out, The Guardian pointed out, Google now accounts for more than 87% of online searches worldwide. Facebook has more than 2.2 billion monthly active users. Together, the two companies, including their subsidiaries, Instagram and YouTube, get more than 60% of digital advertising spent worldwide. They are de facto monopolies. And when we look at this merger decision of Broadcom and Qualcomm, people are going to talk about it as a competition between us and China. Yes, that's the superficial aspect of it. But the deeper aspect of it that you should look at is, why does your government want to surveil and control everything that you do? You don't think that they would do that. You think they're good people, right? Well, let's take a look at I already talked about what the EPA did. Oh, we're not don't have time. But what we're going to talk about the shock the monkey aspect when we come back. So the Texas judge using electroshock on a defendant in the courtroom to control him in the courtroom. And he wasn't violent at all. Just refused to answer the judge. What is that about? We'll tell you when we come back. Stay with us.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation. Michael ZX is back. And just like we're game-changing when it comes to politics, when it comes to the economy, we're game-changing on supplements. I want to bring you products from the best research out there, from the best labs, the best laboratories, the best scientists that really change lives. Because I want you to get a great effect. I want you to have a great life, be healthy. I want you to see the results so you reorder it and tell your friends and family about it. Let me tell you, fungus is a scourge, mold's a scourge, and you can't battle it with this in your sinus or other areas, but in your gut, the main area you can. MycoZX, available exclusively. Been out for over 6 months at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Ladies and gentlemen, I only bring you products I use myself. I only bring you products that have been proven to have dynamite effects. MycoZX is back in stock right now at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure yours today. After years of research working with top developers here in the United States with the latest cutting-edge science, we are rolling out three new digestive gut aids. One of them is a powerful pro-digestive enzyme, carnivore, for being able to break down meat and other proteins better. And then the other two is a powerful 50 billion live probiotic culture of the very best strains in Floralife Advanced Restoration. And we also have an everyday, extremely affordable Floralife Everyday Maintenance. But all of these are the very cutting-edge, top-of-the-line probiotics and digestive enzymes at an extremely affordable price. That is my goal here, is to bring you the very best at the lowest price. When you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you know you are also financing the attack on the globalist and the defense of our republic and freedom worldwide.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. And now, live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
We're going to talk about human experimentation and torture. You may not realize it, but you are part of a lot of experiments that are happening right now. You're going to be a part of a lot more experiments as they come down the pike. We're just talking about this in terms of the Broadcom, Qualcomm merger, buyout, whatever that was just shut down. At the heart of it is 5G. You are part of a human experiment in terms of controlling your every movement, what you can say, what knowing what you think, and so forth. And, of course, controlling your ability to defend yourself against something like that by taking away your guns. That's all part of the agenda. Yeah, I know it sounds paranoid, except it's really happening. It's not paranoid if it's really happening. You know, we look at all of this stuff, and we talked at the beginning of the hour how the EPA was conducting human experimentation. It's not a theory. Our government is perfectly willing to do it. They have no moral qualms about that. Just look at what goes on at the CIA torturing people at Gitmo. And when you look at the CIA and you look at the Saudis, it's really kind of hard to tell where one ends and the other one begins. You know, those the article about the people in Saudi Arabia that were rounded up, taken to the Ritz-Carlton and tortured. And I always thought that was really strange. I mean, only in a filthy, rich, totalitarian regime like Saudi Arabians would you have the people who are subject to torture taken to the Ritz-Carlton and then tortured. And just the way my mind works, it always triggers a song usually in something, kind of a black comedy. But I thought back to Young Frankenstein, that tap dancing scene with Gene Wilder and the monster, right? Where they're tap dancing to putting on the Ritz, and the monster goes, "I love the Ritz." And it's like, I don't know, maybe that's, but that's what came to my mind when I looked at that. But you know, when I look at torture, I am always trying to put myself in the position of why would somebody even do that on orders to people? You know, I've talked to John Kiriakou, who went to jail because he blew a whistle on CIA torture. And he said he would do it again. But, you know, he stands out. He's not like the rest of the people at the CIA. The rest of the people are perfectly fine doing that and covering it up. He's the only one who would blow the whistle on that. He's the only one who complained about it. He's the only one who went to jail, not the people who tortured people. He's the one who went to jail. The guy who blew the whistle on the torture. John Kiriakou. They sent him to jail. And when we look at the mindset of the people in government, you really don't think they're going to take away everything you've got if you don't fight these people for your freedom? That's not being paranoid, folks. That is being realistic. And I want to give you an insight into the mindset of people who are drunk with power, whether they're Saudi billionaires, Saudi princes, Saudi kings, whether they're somebody that works in the CIA, or whether they're a judge. Because, you know, judges can, they've got their own little kingdom there. And you don't do what they say. You don't jump as high as they tell you to jump. They feel entitled to do anything they want to you. Well, here's one judge out of Tarrant County in Texas. State District Judge George Gallagher of Tarrant County told a bailiff on three occasions to punish an uncooperative defendant with electric shocks. And now the sex offender's conviction has been overturned. See, that's the bottom line of this. This guy, the sex offender, belongs in jail. He's going to get out of jail. He's going to have another trial. They're not going to just let him go free. But he might go free. Who knows? Because of the misconduct of this judge. That's the other part of this. They said stun belts can be strapped around the legs of some defendants if the people are getting violent or they're trying to escape. That was not the case in this particular case. They said in the case of Terry Lee Morris, who was convicted in 2014 of charges of soliciting sexual performance from a 15-year-old girl, an appeals court found that the judge used electric shocks as punishment after the defendant failed to answer the judge's questions properly. He declined to comment. In other words, taking the fifth. You want to take the fifth? Bring out the electric shock, bailiff, and put him on him. After enduring 50,000-volt shocks, Morris was apparently too scared to return to the courtroom, actually did not attend the remainder of his own trial. He appealed his conviction, alleging that the judge violated his constitutional rights by repeatedly shocking him for failing to answer questions while showing no signs of becoming violent or being a risk of flight. In other words, not trying to get out. And when we look at what's going on with this, this is very much like the Milgram experiment, isn't it? Remember the Milgram experiment where the psychologist had a guy who was running an experiment. He had the supposed test subject who was strapped into an electric shocking apparatus, but he was actually in on the gag. And the real test subject was the guy that was going to be administering the shock when the wrong answer was given. And the authority figure would tell him to administer a shock when they got the wrong answer and continually told him to up the ante until these people, just on the basis of authority, would administer lethal shocks to people. They thought were going to be lethal shocks. But it was a controlled experiment, and the guy who was being shocked really wasn't being shocked. He was pretending he was being shocked. And then the French did a game show and a documentary. They called it The Game of Death, where they enacted the Milgram experiment. But they threw in something else here. They threw in another experiment from a guy named Ash, who had done an experiment about groupthink, where they would have an entire group and they would show them obvious answers. They'd say, which line is longer than the other? Well, the answer was obvious. But they would have everybody in the group give the wrong answer, trying to get the one test subject to agree with the group, not knowing that he was being tested. And in most cases, that would work as well. So when the French did this, they had an audience, a TV audience. It was egging on the person that was administering the shock. So it wasn't just authority figure pushing them there, but it was also groupthink that was pushing them towards that. And when you put those two things together, with just the Milgram experiment, where it was just the authority figure saying, administer the electric shock, they got over 62% of the people worldwide would administer those shocks. Now, in the French game show where they did this, and they had an audience in addition to an authority figure, they got it up to a full 80%. See, that's why it is so important that they have the 5G technology so they can form public opinion. Because you'll do a lot just because the authorities tell you to do it, won't you? But if you got the group telling you to do it as well, they can pretty much get it all the time. 80%+. And going back to the Milgram experiment, he said, I set up a simple experiment at Yale University to test how much pain an ordinary citizen would inflict on another person simply because he was ordered to by an experimental scientist, an authority figure. Stark authority, he said, was pitted against the subject's participants' strongest moral imperatives against hurting other people. And with the subjects or the participants' ears ringing with the screams of the victims, authority won more often than not. In other words, 62% of the time is what the results was. The extreme willingness of adults to go almost any lengths on the command of authority constitutes the chief findings of the study, and the fact that most urgently demands explanation. That was the Milgram experiment. So how did this work out in this courtroom? Well, on the first day of the trial, the judge asked the defendant for his plea, guilty or not guilty. He refused to answer. So the judge instructed the bailiff to get the stun belts and put them around his legs. Again, remember, the stun belts can be used if somebody is violent in the courtroom. Obviously, that makes sense. Or if they're trying to escape, trying to flee. But this was just because he wouldn't answer the judge, which really is under his Fifth Amendment ability to do it. So the judge asked the defendant two more times if he'd follow the rules. When the defendant did not provide a plea, the judge said to the bailiff, hit him. The bailiff pressed the button, sent the electric shock through his body, 50,000 volts, by the way. 50,000 volts. And the defendant said, I've got a history of mental illness. He said, hit him again. Kept doing this. And they said, you know, delivering 50,000 volts, that can mentally impair somebody, even if they don't have a problem. So now, as this court said when they gave their opinion, well, actually, I'll tell you on the other side of the break what the Texas Appeals Court said, because it's very interesting the way they looked at this. We'll be right back.
Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
You know, someone very profoundly once said many years ago that if fascism ever comes to America, it'll come in the name of liberalism.
You're a white male! You're a white man!
Welcome to The War Room, the latest expansion in InfoWars live broadcasting. We are live weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Central at InfoWars.com/show and this YouTube channel right here that you've landed on. Please subscribe to the channel for updates and notifications. You can follow us on Twitter at War Room Show. We are going to have the most powerful guests, the most powerful hosts. We'll be hearing from Alex Jones regularly, as well as taking your phone calls. The liberal establishment media has controlled the narrative for too long. The silent majority is no longer silent. This is The War Room.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
That power corrupts is not a new idea. It's something our founders understood. That's why they divided the federal government into three pieces and then divided the power between the federal government that was subdivided into three pieces, between the federal government and the people and the states. But of course, that has changed now. And if you want an example as to how power corrupts, just take a look at this case. You know, this is something that was announced. They overturned this judge who was using electroshock. And the court, they overturned that conviction back on February the 28th. It took about another week for anybody to report it. And then it took me another week to notice it because I saw the headline on the Daily Mail, judge uses electroshock in court on suspect like a live Milgram experiment. That got my attention. A live Milgram experiment. And that's exactly what it was. Now, that's what the bailiff was doing. And it's what the CIA does. As I pointed out, everybody except John Kiriakou, they all, well, you want us to torture them? We'll do it. Or the Saudis at the Ritz Hotel? Yeah, we'll torture them. Put them on the Ritz. I mean, it's just, the people will do whatever an authority figure tells them to do. But then look at the judge. He's the one who is corrupted by power. The bailiff is the one who is intimidated by power in this. Now, the conviction has been overturned. This guy will get another trial. But what are they going to do to the judge? What are they going to do to the bailiff who obeyed the judge? That's the question I have as well. Probably nothing to either one of them. Because they never did anything to the CIA torturers, even after John Kiriakou exposed it. Here's what the judges in the appeal said, their appeal decision. We do not believe that trial judges can use stun belts to enforce decorum. That's putting it pretty mildly. Is that a stun belt is a device meant to ensure physical safety. It is not an operant conditioning collar meant to punish a defendant until he obeys a judge's whim. This court cannot sit idly by and say nothing when a judge turns a court of law into a Skinner box. A Skinner box. They referenced B.F. Skinner in their court decision. They did it inappropriately. I'll tell you why in just a moment. Electrocuting a defendant until he provides a judge with behavior that he likes. Again, the shock that can administer 50,000 volts can mentally derange somebody to the extent they can't answer your questions. It is only to be used on people who get violent or trying to escape and flee. This is being used because the judge demanded an answer from him and he refused to answer. So I'm going to shock you into compliance. Now, they referenced a Skinner box, and let me tell you, this is not a Skinner box. B.F. Skinner and his Skinner box was set there to reward animals who were part of his experiment, to reward them when they engaged in a certain behavior. They would learn that if they could push a lever, they could get a treat. And that was the basic idea. Now, what B.F. Skinner did that was so powerful was he didn't do negative conditioning. See, this is negative conditioning. You do what I say or I'm going to shock you. And so it wasn't a Skinner box. What this judge was doing was negative conditioning. B.F. Skinner found that it was far more effective to give positive conditioning to people. And he was able to get people using his clicker training procedure and so forth have been able to train all kinds of animals to do all kinds of things that they could never get animals to do if you say, you know, bad dog, don't do that again. No, instead you reward them with the appropriate behavior. We've used it on my border collie effectively. To do that. It's a very effective way to manipulate animals and human beings as well. And so it wasn't a Skinner box, but let me tell you what is a Skinner box, the TSA. And we got an article about the TSA here on The Guardian. Questions for the TSA after reports of laptop and phone searches on domestic flights. They say there's a growing number of reports that the TSA is searching the electronic devices of passengers on domestic flights in the U.S. And there's a lawsuit that was just filed by the ACLU. They did it yesterday, demanding that the government disclose its policies for searching the computers and cell phones of domestic travelers. You know, maybe you should have a reason for searching us. That's what the Fourth Amendment says. But, of course, we've thrown out the Constitution completely. And we are allowing everyone in government to act like this little petty tyrant judge who shocked the defendant because he wouldn't give an answer. This is a very dangerous type of behavior that we are allowing from the people that we have given authority over us. This is why the founders are so concerned about authority. So we have to have certain rules that they're going to respect if we're going to let them take authority. They have to swear allegiance to the Bill of Rights to take their oath of office. But we have to enforce it when they disobey that oath. That's the important thing. They said, we received reports of passengers on purely domestic flights having their phones, laptops searched, and the takeaway is that the TSA has been taking these items from people without providing any reason why. The search of an electronic device has the potential to be highly invasive and covers the most personal details about a person. Well, that's true. That is the least, really, of what the TSA is doing. And when I said the TSA operates on you like a Skinner box, it is positive operant conditioning. You let me do whatever I wish to you, And I won't make it too painful. I'll put you through a scanner, or I'll frisk you and touch your body. But you let me do that, and you can get on the plane. You know, they don't, if you decide that you don't want to do that and you don't want to fly, they don't come around and say, we're going to do that. Not yet. Not yet, anyway. But that's the power of positive operant conditioning. And after a while, everybody's just fine with it. I mean, I don't see anybody when I fly. I don't see anybody even opting out. I do the most when I have to fly because of business. When I have to fly, I want to gum up the works as much as I can. And no matter what they do with a pat-down procedure, I'm going to take their personnel. I'm going to waste their time. I'm going to make the line longer if I can. I'm going to do everything that I can to resist them other than not fly. I wish I could not fly, but sometimes I have to. It's part of the job. But, you know, at some point, we got to try to get our power back with these people. And when you look at this judge and the way they're able to get away with things, and the bailiff, they will absolutely not see any cut in their power. They won't be removed from office. They won't pay any fines. The public will have to pay for another trial for this guy. He may get off. Who knows? I don't know. But it's sad to see this. But if you think that the searching of your laptops and your phones, yes, it is very private, and it has the essence of who you are. And guess what? The government is free to search that at any time they want. They don't have to have the TSA goons do a physical handling of this. They can do it with their, where we started, the beginning of the hour. The fact that James Clapper says, oh, no, we're not spying on the American people. And we just had the five-year anniversary of that, and now he's passed the statute of limitations. We can't send him to jail. He got away with it, got away with that lie, and they're still getting away with that lie. They're still getting away with violating the Constitution. They're still monitoring you. And that takes us back to where I was talking about, the 5G that's coming. Wait until they get that in the cities, and they confine you into the cities. They're going to be looking at everything inside your phone, your laptop, following all your patterns of movement. Who do you talk to? What do you do? Who are you? What are your political beliefs? What are your religious beliefs? It's called geospatial intelligence, activity-based intelligence, human domain analytics. Look it up. Find out how bad this is going to be. It's pre-crime, folks. It's Minority Report stuff that they're coming along with. Let's take a look at the DACA situation, because we have President Trump traveling to the wall prototypes in California. He's going to take a look at the different prototypes there. And I'm sure that everybody would be focused on the back and forth conflicts of protests and so forth. But let's take a look at DACA, because we had an interesting court finding. The EPA broke the law by delaying a smog rule, says the court. Said EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt was supposed to announce by October the 1st which areas of the country were in compliance with the 2015 Obama administration rule. This is a rule, not a law. Not the border, okay? This is a rule that he decided that he released the information about the areas that did comply, but he did not release the information about the areas that did not comply. So what does this have to do with DACA? You had the EPA official delay performing his administrative duty. What is DACA? It is delayed action on childhood arrivals. It's the Obama administration saying they're not going to enforce not just a rule, but a law. They're not going to enforce the border. They're not going to enforce immigration law. They said we're going to delay it. That has now, in the opinion of a lot of these judges. Oh, by the way, there was a third federal judge that ruled on this DACA issue and Trump's ability to ignore the delaying of the enforcement. But you haven't heard about that judge on mainstream media, have you? He said Trump was perfectly within his rights to do that. You only heard about the California and the New York judge who said Trump can't do that. No, he has to continue delaying the enforcement of the law, when they just said the EPA has to enforce the law. They can't delay enforcement of it. Do you see the double standard that's going on here? That's the real issue with DACA. Of course, there's a bigger issue with that as well. But we don't have time for that. Thank you for joining us. That's the end of our program today.